Welcome to Lagniappe, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox, joined in studio today with Verban Muhammad. He is the District 6 candidate running now unopposed for the Monroe City School Board. I should say that running unopposed since Ms. Stephanie Smith, her decision to withdraw from the October election. Mr. Muhammad, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Let's get into a little bit of background. How did you arrive at the decision to run for the Monroe City School Board, and have you ran for other offices previously?
Yes, sir. I've ran unsuccessfully for city council. I decided to run for school board, being a product of the Monroe City Schools myself, and with two children in the system, basically looking at some of the test scores, how they have been declining, and the dropout rate, and some of the issues that concern me with the support staff, the bus drivers, their issues hadn't been getting addressed, and some of the community asked me to run. So that's why I decided.
And upon running, of course, the person who had held that position representing District 6 with Stephanie Smith, what things led you to challenging her residency as it came out during the past few weeks?
Well, Mr. Bob, it was really a decision that was made. It was a tough decision. Basically, my support, the LTF, the Teachers Federation, mm-hmm. They got behind me, and some of the community asked me to challenge it. They said if I didn't challenge it, they would pull their support from me. So basically, I made a decision based on the constituency.
And now that you're looking at District 6 as being the representative there, tell us a little bit, because we've heard about the whole situation with the ballot and the issue with the residency. Well, who is Verban Muhammad? What type of work do you do? And a little bit of your background, if you would.
Well, I was born and raised in Monroe. A lot of people may know of me from the Hill family, Hill's Barbecue from Texas Avenue in Newtown area. I'm a graduate of Wasserman High School, also Southern University. So I'm a product of the Monroe City Schools. I know a lot of the teachers, a lot of the principals, counselors, even the former superintendent who was interim, Mr. Julian Gray, is familiar with me. Mm-hmm. He was my assistant principal at Wasserman when he was in the district. So I'm pretty known in the area.
What do you see as some of the key issues as you look at taking place among the board members? What are some of the things that you look at and say that you would hope to be addressed as you would join the board?
Well, of course, the dropout rate is something that we definitely need to take a look at, especially in the when the children enter the ninth grade and not graduating like they need to. Test scores, fourth grade, eighth grade need to be looked at as well. I'd like to take a look at also the dress code. The dress code needs to be looked at, maybe possibly having a uniform dress even into the upper grades. I know a lot of times we have dress codes in the lower grades, but then when they get into high school and junior high, we don't necessarily be in uniform. So those are some of the issues that I kind of like to take a look at.
How do you feel that the board has either responded to or not really responded to effectively in addressing some of these items?
Well, I think we may have been getting sidetracked on the superintendent search and some of the issues that was going on with the superintendent. They may have taken the focus off of some of the children's needs. And so therefore, I think that if we got a new superintendent coming in, hopefully we can get back to those issues that really concern the district, concern the students and some of the schools that really need attention.
With District 6, do you see one school that you would say maybe has a more immediate need than the others? Or would you classify them as elementary or the middle school in the district?
Well, of course, the elementary schools are more, I think, in particularly in my district, MLK, the middle school is definitely a transitional period, mm-hmm. Where the students come in, the boys, 6th, 7th, and 8th grade. I think that needs to be a little bit more attention there, making sure that they stay focused and, passing those test scores and keeping the discipline and the together, because a lot of times the discipline is lost in that area.
With, as you mentioned, you alluded to Dr. Harris coming in as superintendent. What is your hope in this season of change? I mean, you would be stepping in as representative from District 6. District 4 member Jesse Handy is leaving. Two people right now running for his position there. What is your hope in kind of a season of change among the Monroe City School Board?
Yes, it is. Dr. Harris, I haven't met her yet. I plan on meeting her very soon. I think we need to let her do have full ram, make sure that she can come in and bring her ideas, fresh ideas. And the board, hopefully the new board, some of the board members will be new, and that we can get in there and learn and be supportive and input ideas when needed.
And speaking of being able to talk with her and give her, you know, some interest and some ideas that you have for the district, what have you been hearing from your constituents in District 6 as you look forward to later this year? What have they been saying as far as what they hope to see from the district?
Well, definitely want to see from the District 6 the in-house fighting stop. I hope to try to simply bring the issues from the constituency to the board, and hopefully we can get some of those ideas addressed. I think that we need to definitely get a different approach with the attitude of the board. Mm-hmm. We want to definitely have a brand new attitude and show that we can bounce back and move the district forward.
Mr. Verbin Muhammad, looking forward to representing District 6 with the Monroe City School Board. Mr. Muhammad, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
You can hear this and other Laniap podcasts by visiting The Listening Room online at kedm.org.